When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. And that is the thought for today.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode, we hear from our friend at Charisma on Command as he explains how to model Muhammad Ali's style of over-the-top self-confidence. Enjoy.
Muhammad Ali was one of the most outspoken self-promoters in sports history. He said that he was the greatest all the time. You would think that that confidence would be construed as arrogance, yet Ali was one of the most beloved sports icons we've ever known. Today, we're going to look at what made him such a remarkable man, how he was supremely confident without coming off as too arrogant, and how he can make the kind of impact he did on the people around us. The first thing that you have to note about Muhammad Ali is that he could trash talk like no other.
Well, Henry Cooper's nothing but a tramp. He's a bum. I'm the world's greatest. He must fall in 5 rounds, but if you talk about me, I'll cut it 3.
Predict that this will be Buster's last stand. I will do to Buster what the Indians did to Custer. I'm going to wipe him out.
I'm going to do something to Joe Frazier that might be illegal. My lawyers told me to bring a bail bondsman to get me out of jail. They might put my tail in jail and get me out on bail after what I do to Joe Frazier.
Ali predicted he'd crush every fighter he ever fought, and he usually did. But you never heard him say, I respect his talent, I've been training hard, and I think I'm going to come out on top. It was always about how the guy he was fighting was a total bum and was about to get whooped. Obviously, this runs the risk of coming off as extremely arrogant, but Ali pulled this bravado off while remaining very likable. And it was primarily because his confidence was real, but his arrogance was performed. And you knew he was kind of joking when he made ridiculous and funny statements like these.
Only last week, I murdered a rock, injured a stone, hospitalized a brick. I'm so mean I make medicine sick. fast. Last night I cut the light off in my bedroom, hit the switch, was in the bed before the room was dark.
The rhyming, the exaggerated bragging, the humor, these are things that let the audience know it's all just a performance. We know Ali didn't really think he was going to go to jail or that he was faster than lightning. And because we can see that he's partially kidding, we can forgive the boasting. So the lesson here is that if you're going to brag, it is actually less obnoxious when you take it to the extreme. If you can take it so far to the extreme that people laugh, then bragging can even become something that people like about you. And I've seen Kevin Hart make this same type of joke often.
And I will say, you look fantastic.
No, it's like, honestly, it looks like somebody drew me. It's like perfect.
You see, they're just an example, but that kind of exaggerated boasting can actually make people like you more, and that's how it was with Ali. But let's be clear, talk without walk means nothing. A huge portion of Ali's charisma comes from the fact that he was superhumanly talented. He backed up what he said. Ali was so good that sometimes he looked like he had actual superpowers. So if you're going to brag, make sure that you're doing it over the top, to the point of humor. But if you want to convey honest confidence that inspires people, make sure you can back it up. As much confidence as Ali had, and as much as he showed, he was just as good in the ring. But that wasn't everything that Ali had. He was also a dominant force in every interaction. Pay attention in your own life, in subtle little ways. Who do you make adjustments for, and who do you stick to your guns with? That's a pretty clear indication of who the leader is in any sort of relationship. Now, there is no problem with taking a follower role sometimes, but in certain situations like sales pitches, interviews, even dates, you are usually going to benefit from being the leader. So those frame games become very important. Ali was so confident, had such a strong frame that he seemingly had no fear of being honest. That might not seem like a big deal, but most people are extremely afraid of what others would think of them if they were totally real. Have you ever been in a conversation and pretended to know something you didn't so that you wouldn't look stupid? Look at how Ali handled that exact type of situation.
If it's false propaganda, why, for instance, should it have been propagated by Malcolm X?
I like to say, I'm not trying to be funny, and I hope the people don't laugh.
Sure.
But I barely got out of high school, and the word propagated by Malcolm X. What do you mean?
Malcolm X.
Admitting what you don't know, especially when you want to come across as intelligent, takes serious guts. It shows leadership and courage. Similarly, have you ever bit your tongue when you disagreed with someone who was telling you how wrong you were? Look how Ali handled that kind of a situation.
My enemy. My enemies are white people, not Viet Congs or Chinese or Japanese. You my opposer when I want freedom. You my opposer when I want justice. You my opposer when I want equality. You won't even stand up for me in America for my religious beliefs, and you want me to go somewhere and fight, but you won't even stand up for me here at home.
It's not just his skill at boxing, but this that made Muhammad Ali an icon. Agree or disagree with him, you knew exactly what he stood for. You knew exactly how he felt because he told you to your face. That kind of unreserved honesty draws people like a magnet because it shows that unlike almost everyone else, Ali wasn't afraid of the consequences of the truth. Now, you might not agree with Ali's religious beliefs or his refusal to fight in the Vietnam War, but when you see someone stand up to authority and social convention, because at the time, Vietnam was still pretty well supported, you can't help but respect that person's conviction. Most people blow whichever way social norms take them, and when we find someone rooted firmly in their own beliefs, who is willing to suffer the consequences of stating and standing up for what they believe in, part of us loves them for their bravery. So if you take only one thing from this video, make it this. Think of something you believe in that you might be hiding from the people around you and stop hiding it. You don't have to push your beliefs on others, but stand up for what you believe, even when it's inconvenient for you. It might feel like that would alienate you from everyone, but it's actually one of the best things you can do to build self-esteem and radiate charisma.
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.